To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabird's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice this regularly scheduled meeting has been sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 15, 2016. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Councilmembers Birdsall.
Here.
Kelly.
Yes.
Keeler.
Present.
I'd like to reflect that Councilman Lamia, Weinstein, and Rooney are absent this evening. Before we begin, welcome comments from the audience. If anybody wishes to be heard on any issue, please come forward, state your name and address for the record.
Vince LaBorre, 33 Ocean Terrace, Long Branch. For the information of the governing body of Seabright, I attended the last year regional board meeting. There was an open discussion on the public record, and this is a benefit to the government and the citizenry of Seabright. In the open discussion on the public record, there was talk about regionalization, pre-K through 12, of four communities, Seabright, Monmouth Beach, Oceanport, and West Long Branch. And they want to go about this in an aggressive manner because what's taking place in Oceanport, Mr. McKenna on the Shore Regional Board and other board members are feeling a lot of heat from the bonding for the school. They came up with other options where they can easily place those students in other schools if there was regionalization without any cost to Oceanport or Seabright. The purpose, the main three goals of the regionalization, not only to address the Oceanport matter, number one, but to streamline all the boards of education of all the communities into one super regional board. The dollar savings would be right there. Then what they would do is it would involve the State Commissioner of Education. And at some point, the regionalization may very well open up an option for the matter Seabright has in litigation right now for a remedy. The board discussed the feasibility study grant. The appropriate state public officials have been notified to secure the state public to secure the feasibility study grant from the state at a cost of about $50,000. They intend to move on it aggressively and have something in place with this study within 5 months to bring to the citizens of the four communities so as to ward off the shovel in the ground in Oceanport. I think all in all, the government of Seabright should take this matter very seriously. It will be a benefit to Seabright on 2 points. The elimination of the bonding for Oceanport on the school, the Wolf Hill School, and for the remedy, again, of the litigation you're presently in. Without question, the Commissioner of Education has a say on this. And apparently statewide, if you look at Senator Sweeney, Senator Beck, the Commissioner of Education, the trend and the support is for regionalization. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Any other remarks from the audience this evening? Okay, first up we have our consent agenda. We have a motion to move the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to highlight a few things for the record that were approved on our consent agenda just now. Residents of Seabright should be aware that a fireworks display was approved for June 27 at the Sands Beach Club, as well as a fireworks display was authorized at Chapel Beach Club for July 1st. I think we want to just remind residents very often that that these things happen and people say, wait, no, nobody told us. But to like to figure out maybe we can add them to the borough calendar and just indicate that they're private events. Okay. Thirdly, from the consent agenda, just to highlight that we authorized the submission of the municipal public access plan to the DEP. This document was in everybody's packet. This is revised and revised again with input from the DEP. I think it was discussed at the last meeting, there was some suggestion that the DEP had major issues with our plan, wouldn't be approving our plan, but we've been working directly with the DEP, and we have every reason to believe that this plan will be approved. And leadership from the DEP did not indicate they had any serious public access issues with Seabright when we followed up. Moving on to ordinances. We have first up, public hearing. Will be the ordinance number 12-2017, and that amends and supplements Chapter 66 Beaches. This implements the change that was discussed at the last workshop with regard to dogs on the beach as of May 15th, making that date earlier than previously Memorial Day due to public health concerns about feces and public sand. So I need a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance number 12-2017.
Motion to open.
Second.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Is there anybody in the audience wish to be heard on this issue? Take a motion to close.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
How about a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Moving on to new business, we have payment of vouchers.
So moved.
Second.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
And that brings us to the end of our formal business. We have an executive session.
I don't need one, Mayor. Roger, do you? Oh, you just hurry up.
Okay, we have executive session to discuss litigation. Mr. Bascom, we need you for this. This relates to our pending litigation with the regional school.
I'll make the motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
We're briefly going to go into closed session to discuss this litigation. We'll be back to adjourn the meeting with no further formal action. Thank you.